This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
What's going on, everybody? This is How To Tuesday, brought to you by Danco. And today, we have a special guest right here in the studio, Jacob Wheeler, professional bass fisherman, and he is an expert with Active Target 2. If you don't know what Active Target 2 is, Lowrance's version of forward-facing sonar, it shows you fish like a video game. You can use it in freshwater. We're learning how to use it in saltwater. The bass fishermen are way better than we are at it. And Jacob's going to show us how to kind of tune it in and make it work for us.
Yeah, there's definitely a couple of different things. You know, I've been using the Lowrance for several years now, and I went from the Active Target 1 to Active Target 2. And the biggest thing, you know, Lowrance is pretty ready to roll out of the box. But there's two major keys that I always will tell someone to look at. Number one is contrast. Mm-hmm. Contrast is your opportunity to really get that image a little bit sharper. I take my contrast off of auto. You'll see the sidebar on the right-hand side. You go down there in menu and get into that sidebar and get into your contrast. I typically run that if the water's fairly clean, 80 to 85%. That'll help you see those fish a little bit better and also potentially see your lure a lot better, which is important because that gives you an understanding of, like, you know, how, where your bait is in the water column. You know, if you're throwing a jerk bait or a, you know, a crank bait or anything like that, you can see that, or a jig and it's on the bottom, you're bouncing around. The other thing is making sure having stable view on, for me, is one thing that I try to do as well. Keeping stable view on, that's when you're in those waves, especially if you're in big water. Like, a lot of times I am on the Great Lakes, or you might be on the ocean. Waves and those things, they typically, you know, make the image move around, and stable view allows to lock that in place. And then the last thing but not least, if you're trying to get a better image of the top of the water column and, like, sort of your bait hitting the water, is clicking up your transducer one more click from the factory setting. So if you look in your Lowrance pamphlet and it says, hey, you know, this is the angle that we recommend, I always like to go one more up. So that gives you a better view, and stable view sort of positions it and locks it in place.
Gotcha. So will you want to see the bottom and the top of the water? Like, that's how you like to see it?
Yeah.
So you'll have it clicked up, so it's showing a little bit more focus on the top of the water than the bottom, but you can still see the bottom on your...
You're seeing, basically all you're doing, because the way that transducer works is you'll have it, you'll have an image below your boat, right?
Yeah.
You'll have an image below your boat or a little bit behind your boat. Say your motor's at, if it's on your trolling motor in the front. Basically, I lose that image below, directly below my boat, but then I gain that by having the top of the water. So you're getting, basically, you're getting it from, if you click it up one or two, you're getting from your trolling motor down to the bottom, and then you're getting out to where that bait hits the water. I mean, there's times I could even see my top water lure. So that's what the way to do it, the biggest, easiest way to do it. Now, the one thing that's more, a little bit more advanced, that I will tell you, and for the viewers, this is a little bit more advanced. If you go into sonar, you go into your menu, go into sonar, and you go under sonar settings, your Active Target 2 installation, you can actually change your degrees, like a negative and a positive degree. So, like, if I do like a positive 3 degrees where I can see my bait hit the water better, depending on how it's going.
So even if the transducer is focused in one area, then you go to the installation and you can have it,
I can focusing, have it focusing
a little
up,
bit higher.
So plus. So if I give
that's
it plus,
that's going to be a big tip for the saltwater anglers.
That gives you a little bit more. So you might go +5, +3, depending on how your bow is set up and how, like, your angle of your trolling motor. That helps a lot. So you're going to basically adjust that, and when you hit that bait hits the water, you're seeing your bait hit the water, boom, you know, and you can see it. That's what it's. Those are the tips. In the amount of time. That's the tips.
Yeah. Well, those are really, really great tips, and they're going to definitely help. What about color palette? I see people running it all different. A lot of people like red.
I keep it pretty much like the standard one. It's like more of a yellow one. Mm-hmm. I do, but like it just depends. Some people, it's really preference. I know like a red or a either that yellowish tint to me is just what I've been used to. But I mean, you can play around with it a little bit. Color palette is just more preference, just personal preference, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. All right. Awesome tips. So that's Lowrance Active Target 2. And it is definitely, definitely working. So those are some good tips there. Thanks, Jacob. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
See you.